first time I was diagnosed with cancer. I was diagnosed with stage 2 cervical cancer. And it was an adjustment to be a new mother of two, under two. And then it was an even bigger adjustment to add a cancer diagnosis on top of that. I was thinking, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. And I want to see these girls grow up. And what do I need to do that? And I've never been so fortunate that I live in the city that has one of the best cancer hospitals in the world. The difference between cancer number one and cancer number two was that I felt like I was prepared. And I knew that I had done this before. And as scary as it was, I knew that I was in great hands. I knew that there is no better place I can be, and that I had the tools, and even more so, to help me. One of the things with going through specifically cancer treatment is that it's very demanding. It's demanding for your physical body, it's demanding for your emotional body. It just cuts you down to a very raw version of yourself. I've always had a really strong yoga practice. The transition of being in those grueling treatments and having a breathing practice allowed me to take in the information easier and be able to really speak to the medical team in a way that I can be present with what they're talking about. And so the practice is, and I really feel like was the support in saving my life, because I really felt like I could use my breath as a modality to help me, you know, over and on top of everything else that they were using. You never know when it's going to be your turn, because I can tell you from experience, I did not think it's going to be my turn, and I did not think that it would be my turn twice. It really makes a difference. Every dollar has such great impact.